biggest present you've ever received? The thing is, some presents are so huge that it's really easy to miss them. Some presents are so big that some people don't even see them. And the only way to see those presents is to go back to the beginning, to when they were first given. In the beginning, there was nothing. But in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through him all things were made. So God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. He hasn't got much space because of the music stands. It'll get easier. And then God said, "Let there be an expanse to separate the waters above from the waters below." And God looked, and he saw that it was very good. And then God said, "Let the waters below gather together to create dry land." And God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, plants of every kind, trees and vegetation producing fruit and seeds of every sort." And God looked, and he saw that it was good. And then God said, "Let the light be separated from the darkness." Let there be lights in the sky to mark the seasons and the days and the years. And so God created the greater light, the sun, to shine in the daytime, and the lesser light, the moon, to shine at night, and the stars, so many that nobody could even begin to count them, scattered throughout the universe. And then God said, "I command that the sky be filled with living creatures and the sea teem with life. And so the sky was filled with birds of every kind. And the sea was filled with fish and all kinds of sea creatures. And God looked and he saw that it was very good. And then God said, I command that the land be filled with living creatures, animals of every kind, tame and wild. The animals that live in every part of the earth. And God looked at all the creatures he'd made, and he blessed them, and he said, fill the earth. And he looked, and he saw it was very good. And then God said, let us create people in our own image. So in the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And God said to them, fill the earth and care for everything that I've made. And God looked at all that he had made, and he saw that it was very good. And so then, God rested. God rested and he enjoyed all that he'd made. And he blessed that day and he made it special. And so today, people rest and they enjoy God's presence and they remember where it came from. Some people have a special place that they like to go to, maybe in the countryside, in your garden, maybe by the sea. I don't know where that special place is for you to enjoy God's gifts. But I do know that Christians mark that day with a cross. And I wonder what you would think if people, instead of caring for God's creation, if they destroyed some of the creatures. I wonder what you would think if they killed some of the plants. I wonder what you would think if instead of living in the light, the people chose to live in darkness. And I wonder what you would think if people messed up the water. and polluted the air. I wonder what God would do about that sort of mess. I wonder what God would think of his beautiful present being spoilt. Take me down. Thank you.